News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's Monday morning, July the 13th.
Whoa.
And we're here, of course, with Bad Bob.
And good morning.
There we are. Good morning.
With a very good start on his Amish beard.
I have to go see our friends down at Cypress Square sometime this week.
I guess so. Yep. I think it's time for a beard trimming.
I think it's, well, it's for me. I got to get
but
a,
it's fun. I
got to
should
get a haircut today or tomorrow.
Well, it's you time. Know, it's time. That sounds great.
Mondays are a bit busy down there, I noticed.
Yeah, that is true. So I might have to wait till Tuesday, and then you got to get it at a certain time. They're really, really busy down there. They're thinking about adding another chair.
Well, good. You know what? When you're good, when you're great, you're great. Everybody wants to know about it.
Just like Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're great, too. So anyway. Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, okay. Do you want to do the read?
Nope.
Well, good Monday morning to everybody. How's let's talk about our weekend. I always love to talk about what happened, and then we'll go into the weather. We'll start with the weather first. Currently 71 degrees, actually. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 94 and mostly clear tonight with 68. Tuesday calls for hot and 97 with our evenings around 69, and Wednesday is 102. We get over into those triple digits. So anyway, let's talk about our weekend here. We Saturday night was Dancing with the Stars, and this is the ABC series that's been in our 10th season. And if you've never been to that special dinner that they do beforehand, they don't really advertise it a lot. You got to kind of like shuffle through the website to know about it. And if you're, I know that they've got a wonderful season coming up at the Civic, and they have the Moscow Ballet coming. There's a lot of events, but not every time. But we went to the dinner before, and of course it was the ABC. There was Val, there was Petra. And Rumor Willis was there, and she sang, and it was spectacular. It was really a wonderful event, and so Dancing with the Stars. So we're just hats off to Nathan Parmalee from the Civic that's bringing in, you know, great acts. And this was Mesa Productions, one of 40 cities Reading was chosen, and it was sold out. It was really wonderful to look around the crowd and see young. All ages, women and men, and I like to do the audience check, and people just were smiling from ear to ear. So that was Saturday night. We were great, very happy to be part of that. And then Sunday, of course, we were out at View 202, and I did have my jazz combo out there. It was fabulous. Every Sunday, by the way, really nice to have friends come out, be able to just have relax or chillax, as your sister would say, chillax, just chillax. I love that word. And just kind of hang out on the deck and have a mimosa or not have a mimosa. But people just to relax out there. It's just a lovely. Yesterday was lovely. Didn't even have to put the misters on. So, Bob, what? How about your weekend? What happened for you?
A lot of the weekend was basically winding down from the past couple of weeks of involvement with the Shasta County version of Dancing with the Stars. We made the delivery and for the cast party on Thursday out at the McConnell Foundation, and what a beautiful venue that is, and met most of the dancers again, and everybody had just talked about what a great time they had.
It was a great time.
We saw some of the dancers on Saturday night, yeah, at the Dancing with the Stars.
Got to sit with the
at the Civic
Judges, yeah, Choice Award.
Jennifer and Matt and
the choreographer
and yeah,
And by the way, again, it's 71 degrees. We have, if you're just tuning in again, just to get our start here, a mojo going on 94 on this sunny day. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they bring you the weather. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. How was your weekend, Carl?
My weekend was good. I thought kind of you were kind of dragging me to the Dancing with the Stars. And Saturday morning I was working, but that night. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. Petra Murgatroyd has a new fan. I think that's her name, Petra.
Petra
Murgatroyd. What a woman! I don't know if you all remember. I don't know if you remember these movies back from the '60s. These beach blanket, I was a kid, but these beach blanket movies. And in them, they had this one girl that her name was Candy, and she had this fringy outfit on, and she would just be dancing just as hard as she could. The fringe is going like 1,000 miles an hour, and she'd be dancing. And that kind of reminded me of Murgatroyd out there. She was just dancing hard the whole time.
So she reminds you of a young fantasy.
No, it wasn't a fantasy. It was a...
Where would you go with that?
No, it just reminded me of this girl that danced from back there. That this woman, I mean, everybody, all of them were just absolute athletes out there. But she was dancing extremely hard, extremely fast. And the audience was able to ask some questions about, the people up there. And my questions would be, one, what happens if they pair you up with somebody you just can't stand? Or they can't stand
it. You said they do a psychological evaluation to see who,
yeah,
right? You
but I still think, too, is that two people get together right at the beginning and they say, oh, no, this is not going to work. So they'll switch them around. The second thing is are they really, truly thankful? And I think they are. It sounds like they are. That they're in something like Dancing with the Stars, because otherwise all these people would be unknowns. They might be known in this very small circles of, like, say, ballroom dancing or the Latin dancing. But they wouldn't be names, or they wouldn't be these little rock stars. They wouldn't be performing to sold out houses in 40 different areas, 40 different venues. If it wasn't Dancing with the Stars, that was I thought that would be interesting too. So, but we didn't get a chance to ask that question. But
what's on the show? Did you? Well, there you go.
Oh, that's your computer.
What's on the agenda today for
today
the show so we can share with our listeners? Monday!
Well, we have Dr. Lee Brooks, who's coming from Simpson. She's one of the people in Simpson is hosting one of the places. There's going to be 30,000 school teachers attending, talking about Common Core and other parts of the curriculum that in the state of California. Yeah, it's going to be at Simpson here. And the other is the Record Searchlight is going to be here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor. Proposal or the thing they've got going forward, we're teaching people how to use social media and, how to become more proficient in that and how to learn more about how to use the computer via the newspaper. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting. Plus, we can ask them questions about headlines that I saw over the weekend, like, since she's the managing editor, why would you put a headline like this, Carol? So if she was listening, Carol, stand by. It's the one about guns.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The headline sometimes, I was just reading a couple this morning, actually, and as I was perusing the internet, that what you read in a headline is not what's in the body of it's not, it lures you into thinking it's something, and then when you get into the body of the article, it's not, it's maybe, could be the kind of thing. But right. The headline makes it almost sound like it's a definite.
In this one, it was, the headline was okay, but it was the under headline that said, it was tying it to, there was a rise in gun deaths. And they're saying, oh, it's, gun laws. Well, that's not necessarily true. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Top 50 hospitals in the nation right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional is treating people well. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Hang on, Coach Bob. You'll be the first one when we get back.
Daredevil. Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health, North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, July the 13th. It is 7:18 in the morning, 71 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Northern Firearms Instruction brings you this portion of the show with Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors can provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Not only that, but they can also provide a weapon and ammo for you while you go through the basic CCW course. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Nobody has had a bad time there or not learned how to shoot at Northern Firearms Instruction. Let's go to the phones, Coach Bob.
Good morning. I've got a Home Depot Veterans Discount update for you, and it's the last one you're going to get from me unless they really dramatically change things.
Okay.
All right, let's hear.
We're ready.
I got put in my place yesterday. I went and bought a gallon of, well, I went and picked up a gallon of paint, walked up to the self-service checkout, asked the gal, can you do the Veterans Discount on this through the self-service? She says, yeah, I just have to scan it with my little gun here. So I show her my card. She says, oh, I can't give you a discount on that. It doesn't say service connected. That's just a health card. I said, it shows that I was in a service. What are you talking about? And we went through this whole thing and sat and debated it for a couple of minutes. About it. They have constantly given me a discount every single time I come in here. She says, well, no, it's only on holidays and special events. And although it was over July 4th because they extended it for 10 days. And then she pulls out a piece of paper encased in plastic film and shows me the actual rule. And that's exactly what it says. Holidays, etc., and it has to say under my picture, service connected. So I guess I have to have a disability.
Well, aren't they being precious?
Oh, yes, they are. It's dear to my heart what they're doing. And I said, look, I'm tired of this. And so I walked down to the contractor's desk at the east end of the building, uh-huh. Put my card out there, gal knocks off 10%, and I went back and I showed her the thing and walked out. And last thing I saw, she was marching down there to set that girl straight.
Well, now, what do we need to do? Write a letter?
Well, you know, Carl made a point last time we talked about this, that one of the heads of the Home Depot is a Marine veteran.
Yeah, he was a former Marine. Big thing is they want to hire all these veterans, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you where I'm sitting right now, but I'm in their major competition in Enterprise waiting to go in and buy something where I'm going to get 10% off. And they don't ask me if I walk with a limp or, you know, had a shrapnel wound or something. They don't ask me that. They give me the 10% off every day, 24/7, 365. My goodness, don't you want to keep up with your competition with something silly like this? It's not that big a deal.
What kind of card do you have anyway? It's just for the VA, right?
It's the one the VA clinic issues because I'm a veteran, and it shows that I'm a vet. Simple as that.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at mine right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything about disabled or anything.
Well, buddy, it would say it right under your picture, directly under your picture.
Well, see, it doesn't. So this is interesting.
It just says Carl Bott.
That's all it says. It says, but I got a big smile on there. Okay, all right.
Well, that's not good enough.
And when you ought to go down, we ought to call them and say, hey, look, I'm going to take your name off our list. There you go. Yep. Don't go to Lowe's anymore.
The last words that I said to them was, I'll be talking to the radio station in the morning, and millions of people in Shasta County are going to hear.
Millions.
Love it.
Throughout the world are listening right
now.
In fact, Lowe's, the president of Lowe's right now is in his beach condo someplace, and somebody's calling him right now.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for listening and putting up with this. That's the last time I'm going to bring it up, unless they change their ways and show it to me in print. Hey, I'm done with that.
Just go back to them someday and say, I gave you your chance. Now, what are you going to do?
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
Thank you, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey. Oh, we have somebody very special who is with us this morning.
Well, thank you, honey. I think you're special, too. Oh, we're talking about Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross.
In uniform.
In uniform, on her way out to work. And winner of the judge's choice, the coveted judge's choice when it comes to dancing.
Dancing with the right Stars. You were there Saturday night.
And Bob's doing a lift with her right now.
Right. Introduced on Saturday night.
You could dance like
the
that.
The VIP dinner before the show began. So
you're here for wine, cigars, and brew.
Absolutely. Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. We've got the event going on this Saturday at the Veterans Hall in Reading.
That's right. You can go there. And what's going to happen there?
We are going to have amazing distilleries out there. We're going to have wines, tequilas, local breweries. The big aspect for this is a lot of people, they hear the name and they think whiskey, wine, cigar, and brew. This is going to be just a huge party. In lieu of it being a huge party, what we do every year, this is the fourth annual event that we've done, but it's education. When you go there and you want to sample a beer, you want to sample a wine, the people who are going to give those to you, local people that work at the distilleries or the wineries, they're going to educate you on it. So you go there and you can actually become a little more intimate with these companies that we have in our surrounding community.
What about the whiskey?
Same thing.
Whiskey's going to be great. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be people there giving little classes on it.
Yes, absolutely.
And then saying, you know, this is how you can test if it's really a great bourbon or something
like
that.
Yes, true. Throughout the event itself, what we're going to be doing as the MCs is we're going to be just a quick way to keep the interaction going, because that's what this is supposed to be. Community involvement. Come in. It's a great time. You're going to be educated. You're going to be able to sample some amazing drinks. Some liqueurs just the same. We'll have a cigar guy out there rolling our own cigars. Great time. But what we'll be doing, for this prize, for this basket, somebody tell us the difference between a scotch and a whiskey. So it's going to be extremely interactive. Instead of just going there being a small, intimate thing, we want this to be a community event.
This is like scotch that has to be mixed. Isn't it mixed with milk and put in the refrigerator? Oh, no, it's butterscotch. Okay, never mind. All right, now, and when's it going to be?
It's going to be this Saturday at the Veterans Hall from 4 till 8 o'clock tonight.
4 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
That night, and how much?
$10.
$10 to get in.
$10 to get in. You're going to get yourself 5 tickets. So you're going to be able to instantly, as soon as you get in the door, you'll be able to sample some wines or whiskeys, whatever your preference is.
And is there going to be food and stuff?
There's always going to be food.
Always food.
There's going to be an amazing barbecue. We have a tri-tip dinner that's going to be cooked by our own Asphalt Cowboys here.
Okay.
They come out every year. They support the Reading VFW Post
great.
And all of us. Absolutely.
$10 a ticket. It's a steal.
It's
literally a steal because you can get prizes. You can taste. You can eat. You can have it all. And Asphalt Cowboys makes some good tri-tip.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the money goes to?
The money... We have our two organizations that we're supporting this year. It's going to be Healing Waters, which helps veterans cope with their PTSD. We get them out there on the water, do fly fishing, do reel fishing.
They had a big tournament last year.
Yes.
31 boats in the tournament, all provided by, I believe it was the Fly Shop and a couple other of the vendors around here, but mainly the Fly Shop. And you cannot believe how much interest that generated. And throughout the California region for that, because they came from all over. And?
Absolutely. And our second one is One Safe Place. The money that we're raising for One Safe Place is going to go to Camp Hope to help the children who live the cycle of abuse, to help them go to a camp so they can feel safe.
Is there going to be bourbon there?
Yes, there's going to be bourbon there.
That was one of the questions. No, this is coming in from the chat room. Yes. So, Red, there'll be bourbon there. So pay your $10, go there. Take your friends. You can test it all, get food and all this, and they have phone numbers for rides home. But I doubt if anybody needs that really.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then for
it's not to get blasted.
No, it's not. And for the non-drinkers, we do have two different coffee companies, local coffee companies that are going to be there.
Oh, okay.
That's just fantastic.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you were at Dancing with the Stars. I know we're talking about the event Saturday night, but when you went to the event. You know, after Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, and winning, and going through what it was to compete, then you go and you see the real. What went through your mind when you watched Saturday night's show?
Watching the Civic show, I had to warn the gentleman because, of course, I had the two of our Shasta County professionals on both sides of me. As soon as I sat down, I felt the excitement of that room. And I told them, I'm going to warn you guys, I believe I'm a 5-year-old little girl right now.
It me
was
too.
So exciting. Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
When I won, and one reason
Judge's
I bring
Choice
this up,
Award.
Judge's Choice Award. And I tell the story is that, because I just kind of puffed up a little bit. I won. You know, I had some tins and all that kind of stuff. And somebody said, what can you dance? I said, I danced a tango. And Kathy Babcock, my teacher, she says, well, you can dance one part of the one form of the tango for this kind of music for 1.5 minutes. And I went, yeah, that's what I can do. I can and then, I can't do it now.
Yes, then we're the same because a lot of people have asked me since doing our Shasta County style Dancing with the Stars, oh, so you can dance. I can dance effectively 2 dances with Jordan
right
Stevens.
Now. With Jordan Stevens right now.
Right now.
But
in
a month from now, no, because I would be hurt.
Yes.
Or he would.
Yeah,
be,
so that's exactly it.
No, that's it.
Well, very impressive. We love what you do for the community and how you come out and support. And so, again, for Saturday night, whiskey, wine.
Cigars and brew. It's going to go from 4 to 8. The VFW is putting it on, or CVAC is putting it on.
VFW
1934 is putting it on. The proceeds go to One Safe Place and Healing Waters. Great.
Absolutely.
We'll see everybody there. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Okay, when we come back, we'll have with us Dr. Glee Brooks. And we're talking about this big teacher conference that's happening throughout the state. There are over 30,000 teachers are going to be going to a variety of locations throughout the state. And we're going to talk about what they're going to be talking about. We're going to discuss what they are going to take from this conference. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:30, 71 degrees here on July the 13th, a Monday.
Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
The New York Times called it a thoroughly entertaining lesson in the fine art of theatrical finesse, the closest thing the theater offers to a duel at 10 paces. The Riverfront Playhouse presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Gin Game, by D.L. Coburn, directed by Elsie Ritchie, opening July 11th and continuing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through August 8th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877. The Gin Game, rated mature for language.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good Monday morning. It's 7:33 here. I'm 1460, and we're having a fabulous Monday. Mostly sunny temperatures today with our temperatures around 94. It's currently 71. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 68. Tuesday, hot 97. Mostly clear on Tuesday night. Now, if you flash forward to Friday, sunny and hot with 102. Saturday is calling for 97. So, you know, it's we can live through this weather. It's pretty good. But remember, folks, to never let your dog stay in a hot car. Kids, dogs, anybody or anything that could explode. So, anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Rennie. Any type of jewelry you can imagine, but the finest selection of jewelry you're going to find in any place around here. Estate jewelry, he specializes in estate jewelry and hard-to-find gems. And if you can't find it there, trust me, Leonard will find it for you someplace in the world.
And always watch repair.
And always good prices there. And watch repair. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I have a quickie on that one.
Okay.
I bought my mother a watch for her, or we bought my mother a watch for her birthday, and it was vintage. Not from Leonard, but anyway, so my mom took it, and she lives in Sacramento. She took it to two different jewelers, and they kept saying, it's old because it's older and the battery was inside, it was corroded. So that somebody said, can't be fixed. The other jeweler in Sacramento said, oh, no, it's going to cost you about $60 to take the whole thing inside and out. Finally, I got it back from my mom, and I gave it to Leonard, and I said, here's the story, blah, blah, blah. So he said, I'll take care of it. It's done. That's the kind of jeweler you want. Anyway, side story there. Very excited about our next guest today. I know it's something that's been on everybody's mind. Where are we going in the future? And some of our candidates that are running under talking about Common Core. But this morning we have
Dr. Glee Brooks, who is the Dean of Education at Simpson.
Good morning.
University.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, they produce teachers from Simpson University. And Teresa Madison, who is a third-grade teacher from Cottonwood.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you all are going to take place in something called Better Together, California Teacher Summit. It's going to occur July 31st with an estimated 20,000 California teachers coming
wow.
together.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice if they all came up here. Be good for, good for the be good for yes. the economy and all that. But you guys are spreading them out, I guess.
Yes, there are 33 locations of colleges and universities where this will take place, and that's where we get the 20,000 teachers. This event is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They are putting significant money into it. And so Simpson University is hosting it for the North State, the six northern counties. And we're looking forward to having 400 or 500 teachers, and we'll be at the Sequoia Middle School.
Wow, so Reading is going to be having, powerful minds coming through, and it's great. But there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons, and we hear why our society as a whole should change to Common Core and the advantages and the disadvantages of it. So I guess this is what the conference will be about, is what it's all about.
It's to bring teachers together to be able to talk to each other about their practices with Common Core. And that's the big shift in California. And so teachers like Teresa will come together and share their best practices. That's one part of it. There will be experts who will be speaking, giving TED Talks that you see on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Only we call them Ed Talks here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have three of those and a national speaker that's live streamed in. Free food. The whole conference is free.
Wow.
And so it's a...
Who pays for it, though?
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Are Bill and Melinda Gates educators?
No.
So they're just the money
they
people.
They are the money people, but they are pro-education.
They're very pro-education. Mm-hmm. They give a lot of technology money to schools, which is sometimes where schools suffer because we don't always have the funding to keep up with technology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa, you teach
yes.
this. There's a lot of consternation about Common Core.
Yes.
Things from they're not teaching cursive writing. Is that true?
That is not true. We do still teach cursive. I teach third grade, and we still have it in our curriculum. We still teach it, actually, the first day of school. It's something that the children are excited about learning, and we keep it going all through the year.
How long is cursive writing usually taught?
How long is it taught?
I mean, is it you start in third grade, not
yes.
second grade, or is it
no.
always third grade?
It's always third grade. Third grade is kind of like
I don't remember third grade. Should I remember third grade? Yeah, probably. Okay, so it's always third grade where
yes.
it starts. And then does it – but why did I – then why do I hear is they don't teach cursive writing or that they're not using cursive writing?
Well, I don't know why you hear that, because we do. And if you walk into most third grade, fourth grade classrooms, you will see the cursive alphabet above the whiteboards.
Yeah.
And the kids, actually, it's something that really motivates the kids to want to learn it.
Kids
they love it.
Because they see it. They see that all the time.
They see it. They want to do it.
Yeah, of course.
And so,
that's why I was somewhat appalled when I heard that
yes.
that cursive writing, because the technology was such that you're going to be typing and all these, that cursive writing was going away. But
right.
how
I
can you do that?
I think that that is a rumor or a myth that we don't teach cursive writing, because we certainly do. It's that I think sometimes when we're assigning an assignment in the older grade levels, the kids use the computers, and so they're handing in more assignments that are not written out, just like in college.
Well, no, I can understand that, because, I mean, you use the technology, it's available to you. And if it was a pen, you wrote with a pen. If it's a pencil, you wrote with a pencil. So if it's on a computer, you can make those changes.
Yes.
It's a lot easier. No, you know, because you've got to go in today's market, too. I mean, that's everybody's using them.
Yes.
But that was kind of it was kind of weird to hear something like that. Okay, there's going to be a lot of people. Now, who's eligible to attend this your conference?
All teachers, administrators, people preparing to be teachers, homeschool parents. Pretty much anyone interested in teaching children.
So people that homeschool their children are also can go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to pass the test that to get their get accreditation from high school. In sense, I mean, right?
Okay.
I mean, they have to pass tests, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. They do.
So they have to take tests that are written by the people for all high school students, correct?
Yes.
I see you're looking at each other kind of, you know, like, is there a problem with this or
no.
something? Oh, okay, you're just, oh.
No,
was it the way I was asking the question?
I think I understand now what your question was about the high school exit exam.
Yeah.
That the kids have to pass.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so if they're homeschooled, mm-hmm. they've still got to pass that test.
Yes,
right.
They do.
But they've got to pass it at the level that if you have a kid that's in high school all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
Well, Teresa, you're teaching third grade in Cottonwood. The question that... It crosses my mind is that as you were being educated yourself as a teacher, did you take classes on how to teach Common Core? Because now we're under a different set of rules or a different kind of way of approaching things. Could you share with our listeners
Sure.
how that transpired for you?
Sure. I've been teaching for about 20 years, so when I first began teaching, it was a state standard that we needed to follow, and every state had their own standards. Well, now we are raising the bar on these standards to meet national standards so that all states have similar or have the same standards, which are the core standards. And so that is beneficial in many ways. Not only are they nationally based standards, but they're also internationally based standards. So when you have heard, we've all heard before that when the test scores come out, we fall behind China and Singapore and Finland. Those countries always score way higher and produce more 21st century ready students. Well, with our state standards, we have been told by the workforce and employers that our students aren't skill ready for the 21st century, and that we need more real world scenarios in the classroom. So the people that wrote the core standards are a group of teachers, a group of administrators, and maybe publishers and other organizations that came together and looked at the international standards so that we can be more comparable to them. And the core standards haven't really changed in subject matter, of course. Our academics are the same. But what they did was they scaled back on the amount that you have to teach throughout your year, each year. So what they did was that they built this strong foundation for what each grade level has to teach, and they allow the teacher more time to go in depth with it. And so it's really not a change in academics, it's a change in the approach to teaching it.
And let's just go into the math side of it.
Okay.
After this break, because it's going to take a little while. We're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Teresa Madison, who is a third grade teacher in Cottonwood, who is obviously well-versed on Common Core, and Dr. Glee Brooks, who is the Dean of Education out at Simpson, this is your teaching Common Core. Because
and going to be hosting a huge event coming up.
You'll be hosting one of the 33 spots throughout the state of California. It's going to have 20,000 plus teachers attending. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can sign up for that if you're a teacher, and where it's going to be at, when's it going to start, and all that when we come back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to Espresso Joe's, or great coffees at super prices, plus any other type of drink, cold drink, hot drink you can imagine. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in town with a walk-in humidor that is just fabulous. All this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. Let's head on down there.
It at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval to credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Surprise! We are live on the air here this morning. Currently 72 degrees, 7:48 in the morning. Here on KCNR 1460 on your dial. Happy Monday! This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. They now have Dryer's ice cream by the scoop, $1.69 each. Root Beer Floats. Mighty Fine Foods has over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 beers and over 350 liquor and wine choices. By the way, they are locally owned and operated back under original ownership since 2012. They're located at 299 on Deschutes in Bella Vista. We love the fact that they cut their own meat. They have the butcher is the guy who owns the place, so they've got great deals
they
on
really
food.
They care about what's going on down there. I mean, yes. They do. It's their shop. They've had it forever.
It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Great people down there. In fact, they're in there with us for baseball. They're, one of them is there giving. I think he's in there doing the doing part of the play-by-play. In fact, so that's pretty cool.
Well, we have the chat pack in weighing in on some of the subject matter that we were talking about this morning, which is we are here with Dr. Glee Brooks from she's the Dean of Education out at Simpson. Good morning, welcome
Good
back
morning.
To the show, and of course our teacher Teresa Madison, who's a third grade teacher at Cottonwood. Good morning again, talking about. Over 20,000 teachers are going to be attending seminars across the state, and Simpson University is hosting one here. And what's the date again?
July 31st at Sequoia Middle School. And thank you to the Reading School District for giving us that venue. We appreciate their contribution there.
So now, is Common Core, just let me ask offhand, if I was moving to California, say from Iowa, and I was moving in California. Is Common Core now being mandatory for every school to teach Common Core? And if I was moving from Iowa to California and my kid was going to Cottonwood High School or to where is it everywhere now? It's being taught?
Well, it's in 47 states. 47 states have adopted Common Core. So we have, the majority of the states that have agreed to adopt the Common Core standards. So most districts are in the process of implementing those standards. They were completely written in 2010, I believe. And so it's taken us some time because during that 2010 to now, school districts were going through a really hard time financially. So to buy the new curriculum and adopt the standards has taken some time. So, like, our district has just now bought new curriculum that is written off the Common Core standards, which is really helpful because our curriculum was over 15 years old. So we definitely needed to have an upgrade.
Okay. For the talking about the summit here, Glee, it's going to be at, as you said, at Sequoia. What's the format? When the teachers show up, first of all, how do they sign up for it?
Mm-hmm. Online at www.cateachersummit.com, and it's one button there to click, says register, and you click that button. It's free. It's an all-day event, professional development, from 8 in the morning until 2:45. It starts with continental breakfast, and, of course, there's lunch. And the first event is a national speaker that is live-streamed in. And then there will be two breakout sessions where the teachers will disperse around 20 classrooms where they will talk together and share their best practices in Common Core. And then we have three TED Talk teachers, locals. We have Brian Grigsby from high school who will talk about math and science. Allison Brigiotti from Cottonwood School District who will talk about how to really engage learners. And Bev Armolino from Manzanita School. And she'll talk about really from the primary grades through high school, what does it mean to be college and career ready? And that's it. It's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they've put a tremendous amount of effort and publicity into this to get teachers to come together. That's why it's called Better Together California Teachers Summit. They're wanting to bring teachers together to talk.
Not all the California teachers were sold. I'm just trying to remember this, but the teachers union didn't want this. Wasn't this correct?
No, the teachers union, I'm not absolutely positive whether they wanted it or not. I never heard that they did not want it.
I just heard that because that they were against it, though.
I have a comment on that.
Okay.
Part of the goal in the beginning was that the testing that goes along with Common Core mm-hmm. would be tied to teacher evaluation, the student scores.
Yeah.
And so it is thought that one of the reasons California is being successful in implementing this Common Core throughout the state is that it removed that layer so that teachers could just really buy into it and immerse themselves and learn the new strategies without worrying about how that's going to affect their evaluations. And so the union played a role in that.
So how do you feel about that?
I agree about it not the children's scores should not be tied to the teacher's evaluation.
Are any teachers evaluated by how other students did?
The administrators look at the class scores at the end of each year. Yes.
Shouldn't they be?
I think
if you have a teacher that's continually failing classes, I mean, you've seen this. You're a good teacher, and mm-hmm. you see these. These are some that you say, I've just graduated this wonderful class that can do all these things, and they're going to go into this class. And I just don't, you know.
Well, I'm not.
Every teacher I talk to.
I don't know if teachers fail a class. I mean, a whole class full of children. I think that you get children at different levels. I teach third grade, and I get children coming in at learning at the reading at the first grade level.
Uh-huh.
So by the time they leave me, I might have them reading at a second year, third month level.
Okay.
So, moving on to fourth grade, they're going to be reading now one grade higher than they were. So I think we, you know, get into the pattern that we have to clone these children to all be at the same level, and children are different. They're going to learn at their own pace.
And that's true. And I agree, you know, I agree with that 100%. Our children that are, what are we, like 12th in the world or something like that, 20th?
Yeah.
In the
about
world,
that.
But a lot of the people that are above us have completely different teaching systems. Though, I mean, you're talking about communist, and all this. I mean, they can direct teachers. They can direct it. I mean, it's in lockstep. Like
not
this.
You're correct.
So,
not
I mean, so
only
to kind of
that,
evaluate and say we're down this low when we're doing a lot of other things.
Not only that, but in those places that you're talking about, in those countries, they don't accept every child. We accept every single child. So
it's like the mortality rate for babies
in
they
different
don't,
countries.
Yeah, and here we count them immediately. If that child doesn't live for a week, in many countries, doesn't count.
Mm, right.
You know, I mean, they have to live for a week. So it's kind of apples and oranges. So I mean, our education system perhaps is better than some people will give us credit for.
Yes. Completely, I agree with that, because we're taking every single child. We're not turning any away. We don't just take the cream of the crop. We take children that have learning deficiencies. Every child in the United States deserves an education, and we're going to take them as far as we can.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a good one to end on for this part. But let's talk more about how people can get to the seminar,
mm-hmm.
how they can sign up by going to
www.cateachersummit.com. Click register.
And
it's free.
And it's free. We like free.
Best part.
As a teacher, Teresa, are you loving teaching Common Core?
I love it. It really is a more hands-on approach for the children. So they're more engaged. They are working in partners. They are problem solving. They are explaining how they got the problem. They're not just sitting in a desk mm-hmm. and listening to me lecture and giving me a black and white mm-hmm. answer.
That's good.
I'm wondering,
so you know, it's kind of reaching into the outside.
Why there's been so much pushback for some people that just feel like it's an indoctrination mm-hmm. of dumbing down. That maybe this is just people that are, you know, an opinion of certain people who are just don't like change.
Yes.
I'm not really sure if there's a fear in that. And that's what I'm kind of getting.
Change is really difficult, but I think most of our teachers are fabulous teachers that are going to have a bit of a struggle with the change in curriculum. But if they really look into it, it's a method, it's an approach to engaging the children more. And so they probably will realize that they're already doing that, and that they have to just do a bit more.
Can parents help with the new types of math and everything? I mean, Does that become a problem? And we've got like a minute left. That was a question that came in here. How do parents help with this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think parents need to get involved. I think they need, through the implementation of core curriculum in the school district, they need to go to the board meetings, talk to the principals, talk to the teachers, and understand the curriculum so that they can help their children become.
Maybe there should be classes on parents learning Common Core to work with their children.
Mm-hmm. We actually are doing that this year. We're going to hold some little coffee clutches and meetings.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Glee Brooks, Dean of Education at Simpson, Teresa Madison, who is a third grade teacher and obviously loves what she does, as does Glee. There's going to be a big conference here on the 31st of July down at Sequoia School for all the teachers talking about Common Core.
Thanks for being with us today.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages, 8 o'clock here on 13th July.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Austerity is once again part of the latest Greek bailout. The deal avoids a Greek exit from the euro and the global financial chaos that would have followed. In fact, Simon Derrick of the Bank of New York Mellon says European bond and stock markets have been reacting positively to news of a deal.
There's different interpretations people can put on this, but actually probably the most likely thing we can say about this is people are using this as an opportunity to borrow cheap euros and put it into high-yielding currencies elsewhere.
The deal provides more loans to prevent Greece's financial collapse and is a third bailout for that country in 5 years. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker makes it official.
America needs new, fresh leadership with big, bold ideas.
Announcing on social media via this video that he is running for the White House in 2016.
Wisconsin, we didn't nibble around the edges. We enacted big, bold reforms, took power.
The video, heavy on images of Walker speaking to a crowd in an Iowa cornfield, as well as his 2010 battle with unions. A former Cincinnati area bartender goes on trial today on charges he threatened to kill House Speaker John Boehner.
Michael Hoyt has entered a plea of not guilty to charges he threatened to kill a government official. Hoyt, who has a history of mental illness, has said he was responding to a voice that told him Boehner was evil. He allegedly plotted to kill the speaker with either a gun or by poisoning his drink.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Dolores is churning off of the Pacific coast of Mexico. National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangiolosi.
Near the coastline, there's some big waves and high swells and rip currents, and those can be pretty devastating if you go in the water. That's going to continue there near that southwestern portion of Mexico for the next few days. And there could be some tropical storm force winds near the coastline.
Forecasters say heavy rains are expected to dump at least 2 to 4 inches. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com.
President Obama continues his focus on criminal justice this week with a visit to a federal prison in Oklahoma. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The White House says Thursday's visit to the Federal Correctional Institution in El Reno near Oklahoma City will be the first by a sitting president. The prison is a medium security prison for male offenders and houses about 1,300 inmates. It once housed Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. The White House says the president will meet with law enforcement officials and with inmates at the facility. He'll also also be interviewed by Vice News for an upcoming documentary on the criminal justice system.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Michigan terminating a three-year, $145 million contract with a company that feeds state prisoners. Governor Snyder's administration said today the state and Aramark Correctional Services agreed to end the relationship. The state fined Aramark $200,000 last year for unapproved menu substitutions and other problems. This is SRN News. Novak Djokovic is the Wimbledon men's champion for the second straight year, following a 7-6, 6-7, 6-4, 6-3 triumph over Roger Federer. Djokovic was asked how he felt at the end of that match.
The first thing is a relief. It's like it's over. And obviously it's nicer when you get to have the trophy with it as well.
The top-seeded Djokovic broke number two Federer four times and saved six of the seven break points he faced. Djokovic has won three of the last five men's titles at the All England Club and nine Grand Slam titles overall in his career. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is continuing to boom in the aftermath of the Greek refinancing deal. Up about 200 points, and it opened up at 17,760. So once again, after some recent losses, it is edging ever closer, once again to the 18,000 mark. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's 8:06 in the morning here on the 13th of July, a Monday, and it's a great day out there. It's always a great day here at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, all everybody in there. And Scott just jumped on, it looks like. Hey, Scott.
I love it when we have little posts in our chat room like, Coach Bob. Wow, Bob, have you been sniffing that paint again? Well, because we know Coach Bob called in earlier about buying some paint.
No,
he was
typing. He has. Oh. Coach Bob says that he has dyslexia typing dyslexia.
Sounds like a bad medication. Hey, good morning. Currently 72 degrees on this beautiful Monday morning. We're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 94. Mostly clear tonight with the temperatures around 68. Tuesday's calling for hot with 97. And Tuesday night is a low of 69. I don't know about you, but when I see hot on this forecast. I don't think that 97 is hot these days. When we go to 112 and 110, now I start to think hot. But anyway, but Wednesday is 102, the prediction for Wednesday. And then we have Friday around 102. Thursday is going to be around 106. Then we get back down into the high 90s. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business, too.
Well, let's go to the phones this morning. And, of course, every Monday morning we hear about what's happening at the Tea Party function that happens tonight. Let's go to Raleigh. Sally, good morning. What's going on?
Yes, good morning. We have a great guest speaker tonight. It's going to be the first in a series of Constitution classes taught by Tim Pappas. We've already had him in once, and he taught the Declaration of Independence, which was fascinating. He always brings up issues of the day and corresponds them to whatever he's teaching about in the Constitution today. Of course, we're going to go through the preamble and probably get through Article 1, Section 1. So this is a great time to come and get started. Our document, our Constitution, is an amazing document. The more you study it, the more you realize that it's the only thing like it in the world, and it's the oldest Constitution in the world.
Well, I tell you what, it's, Pappas knows what he's talking about. I've listened to him
before.
So, okay, this is tonight at 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. at Bonnie View Baptist Church, which is now Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sal.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling on Monday mornings and let us know what's happening. People always
thank
like
you.
To hear about what's happening and with your speakers.
I appreciate you letting me call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course
so.
We do.
Bye.
Oh, and by the way, I want to let everybody to know.
We're a progressive radio station.
Well,
we
also have tickets. Riverfront Playhouse. Before we get going on in this next hour, which is going to be spectacular, don't go anywhere because I know you're going to want to call. I know you want to get on the chat pack and ask questions. But before we go there, Riverfront Playhouse presents the Gin Game. It's a two-person play spectacular with Victoria Graham and Bob Corlock. It is directed by Elsie Ritchie, opens July 11th, already has opened, obviously. It's about an elderly man and woman played repeated games of gin in their retirement home, slowly coming to grips with what is left of their lives in their old age. Bob Corlock works here at our station. He's a wonderful actor, and it's just interesting to see him go through the process of learning the script, rehearsals.
He looks older every day.
And he said it's very demanding. It's a juicy role, and we have tickets here to give away for Wednesday, July 15th. That's this Wednesday. It's media night. Free tickets here if you want to support Riverfront Playhouse and come by and get those tickets free. We have we can give you two or four if you a couple couples. You want to take a family. It is for it's adult themed. 7:30 p.m. on July 15th. Give us a call here at 605-4567 for tickets to the Gin Game.
Okay, and not for a bottle of gin. You know, what I did was I scratched you on your arm. That's what I was doing. I thought I'd scratch you. I didn't feel it. No, I know. You're Superwoman. Okay, it's 10 after 8 here in the morning here on the 13th
Thick
of
skin
July.
Thick skin in this business.
And 72 degrees out there going up to 94, like we said. Now, we have with us the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Every month, Carol Ferguson is going to join us. And bring somebody from the paper and talk about, you know, things that the paper are doing, big stories they've got going on. And today she brought Michelle Rogers, who is the content editor. But there's something going on. And here's the best thing about having the Record Searchlight here with you with two editors. You guys are getting updates on this guy, Graham.
Wow.
Of course, who was the person of interest in the death, or at least the disappearance, of baby Ember. He ran Sunday. Took off Sunday. I believe it was Sunday, right?
Saturday.
Took off Saturday. That's right, because the paper's headlines, Graham on the Lamb. that was kind of cute. So he took off Saturday after he had heard some information about baby Ember, something about maybe a pacifier being found in the Ono area. So he took off. He was seen in Shasta Lake. I saw that. I get it on Reading.com. So, you know, it's kind of the updates like this is when I look at it.
Well, good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
It's great to be here.
But so something's happening, though. Is that correct?
Yes, right now. Matthew Graham tried to carjack a car up in Dunsmuir. There were shots fired. What we're hearing from the latest on the scanner was that no law enforcement has been hurt. They've called for an ambulance. But that's what we know right now. We have a reporter, Jim Schultz, heading up there to see what's going on, get you guys all the latest. It should be on Reading.com. If not, follow Schultz on Twitter and Jenny Espino on Twitter.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they're tweeting it right now.
This is what's really cool about what happens with multimedia. You know, help me with that word.
Multimedia.
Well,
social media.
Yeah, where you can, you know, the Twitter, it's like, it's right the second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't believe people get on their cell phone.
Email's too slow. No. No, it is.
And Michelle Rogers, good morning to you, too. Let's make sure that everybody knows you're live. You're in the studio as well.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. But that's just, it's not exciting news, but it is exciting that we're on top of what's happening, but it's a tragedy.
Yes. Yes, this has been quite a news story and quite a ride for the community. And it's been interesting to see how everyone on social media, in particular on Facebook and even on Twitter, a lot of people trying to come together. And you have one group, Find Baby Ember, really trying to just keep it on Find the Baby. You know, let's not talk about who did what. Let's just talk about Find the Baby.
Find the Baby.
And then you have others who are, everyone's out conjecturing, you know, what happened? Who? When did people know? What did he do? You even have Nancy Grace involved. So it's become this
Nancy Grace is a panderer. She's a panderer. She should be arrested and put in jail for being a pimp. Just a thought of mine.
Well, anyway.
There you go. But it's been unfolding, and it's been unfolding really in just as people are watching, listening to the scanner. Joe Sadowski, in his story in today's paper, notes that, you know, some of the local scanner apps were, you know, thousands of people in there listening to see what they can hear. I was on the River Trail on Saturday, and I didn't know that he was on the lam yet because
right.
my day off, and I see this helicopter just flying back and forth along the River Trail, just back and forth, and then work calls me all in a panic. He's on the run. They think he's on the River Trail. So, you know.
There you were on the run.
There I am. And so, yeah.
Were you armed?
No.
Easy target. He could have hijacked you in your car.
Don't have a CCW.
Yet.
Well, I know how you can fix that.
I know.
All right. So we're going to take a break here. But they said shots fired. This thing with Graham up in Dunsmuir. He tried mm-hmm. to hijack a car. Shots fired. And you're calling for an ambulance.
Yes.
But we don't know if they arrested him or
no.
if he was one being... If he was hurt, but there were no law...
Law enforcement officers were fine. No details yet on whether he's injured or more or, you know, but they have called for an ambulance.
You know what? If it was him, I really hope he wasn't killed. And for one reason. So he can tell us where the baby is.
Mm-hmm.
So that. Somebody said they found a shovel in the back of his truck that had dirt on it. Well... I mean, shovels have dirt on it. I don't know if that makes anything.
Right.
But, you know, then they're trying to see about ways of finding out where that came. Okay, we'll be right back. Our guests are Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Michelle Rogers, who's a content editor. And the Record Searchlight's doing a lot of things with their content and trying to help people become a little bit smarter on how to use all the different social media. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Secondhand news, I love it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot, it is 8:19 on July the 13th, a Monday, 72 degrees. Now, they're going to 94 today. We're here with our guest, managing editor of the Record Search site, Carol Ferguson, Linda and I are, and content editor, Michelle Rogers. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down on August 6th and listen to Linda and her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Celebrate Carl's birthday.
Blast it out. That's right. It's the day after my birthday. But listen to her blast it out down there at Wind River and Elements Lounge. What a great time. Steak and lobster for $21. Plus you get to dance. Plus happy hour prices on drinks, which is probably why a lot of people are out there dancing. It's a great time to do it, but you need a reservation. So give them a call at 243-3377. You don't want to get caught in that line out there that's waiting to get in. 243-3377, Elements Lounge. Ask for Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Okay.
Really excited about our guests this morning. We have Carol Ferguson, who's the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Michelle Rogers is content editor. And we were, before we took our break, we were just discussing kind of breaking news. But some other really important news is social media. And we were discussing at the break, oh my gosh, how do we get people that really don't know, they've got the phone, they can't, you know, how do I Facebook, what do I do with the phone? I mean, 30-somethings, 20 up to 30-somethings seem to be very hip on it, unless you're really a grandma.
12-year-olds.
Well, I'm talking about people of a generation that just didn't really have cell phones. And there are some people who are my age that get into it because they're grandkids and they want to make contact. But Michelle's here to talk about the fact that you guys are reaching out to our community and you're giving classes.
Yeah, in February we launched the 530 Media Project, and that's sort of this community outreach project partnered with West Coast Innovations Marketing, and that's where the majority of the workshops are held. But for example, on Wednesday we have a workshop called Social Media Basics, and I teach about Twitter and Facebook. So if you're not on it, it's from, you know, the very beginning. I'm going to teach you how to set up an account, how to get followers, how to follow news, whatever your interest may be. I'll show you how to tap into that on social media.
And where will you be?
At West Coast Innovations. They're on Larkspur, 2165 Larkspur in Reading.
Mm-hmm. And what is the time of the class?
It's from 6 to 8. However, people need to sign up in advance on meetup.com. We have a group there. So you go to meetup.com/530-media-project. And the class has room for 26 people because there's computers involved. So often we have a wait list. But if you get on that wait list, you might get in that night. So it just depends. But the classes do fill up. And then I hold additional repeat sessions. So this is actually my third class on social media basics. I also, the following week, I have one on Google Drive for collaboration. So how you can collaborate with people in real time in the cloud and create surveys, polls, documents, spreadsheets, presentations, and then I recently had a class on social media 2.0, which is more advanced class where I talked about emerging social media tools.
Okay, so for
I understand that
because you're so in your world, meaning that you're not, but you know, I mean, you're involved with, you understand what you just said. Some people are driving to work, they're getting out of their car, and they're like, they may have heard Twitter and class. So how does somebody right now, is there a number to call? Can they go someplace that would be a website where they can see what you just said?
Yeah, if they go to Meetup, there's a lot of information on there about the class, and it's more detailed. We're also on Facebook, so they can follow the 530 Media Project on Facebook, and, of course, we're on Twitter at 530 Media Project.
All right, Michelle, this just reminds me so much of when we were building the system, this advanced system for communications in for the Marine Corps, and I worked at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab. And after what had happened in Mogadishu, when we couldn't talk to each other and, you know, all this, so we were building this advanced system when we were using prototypes and all this, and the idea was to push all the information down to a Marine on the ground into this mini computer, a hardened computer, so that when he came in, and I was ahead of this whole project, if you can believe that. So, but we had our Marines in there, and this husband-wife team were going to teach. I said, you know, you've got to, these Marines are pretty basic here, and they said, oh, no, Marines are into this gaming. They all know gaming, you know, their thumbs and all this, blah, 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 blah. Oh, we're just, you know, and I said, these Marines are pretty basic. And they go, oh, blah, blah, you know. So they get in there, and the first thing the woman says is, you know, welcome to the Marines. Marines, well, good morning, ma'am, which is what they do. And she says, okay, now, all right, now, when we look at our screen, and you can see, you can just see the head starting to kind of back up a little bit. And then we right-click. A couple of hands came up. Yes. What's right-click? As soon as they said that, the woman turns around and looks at me, and I went, you know, ha-ha.
You may have to.
You may have to start
spider.
Over here. So see, you know, but because, but see, what you're doing is, when you're talking about this, this is great, because you need, if you're going to live in today's society, I know it's like fun and we'd like to drop out, but you need to know how to use social media. And you need to know what they're talking about, if nothing else, so you can at least check on it. And, you know, things like this. You've got crime that's breaking right now. You've got people on the scene. And it's just going to be more and more of this that's going to be flashing. And, I mean, I can see things in the future. You've got your glasses on. Going to be a little blinky-blinky thing on your glasses that say, oh, check your watch. And you go down, you check your watch, and there's the stuff going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's coming. It's coming.
Yes. Yeah, and that, we're trying to reach out to the community and teach them these digital tools so they will be in tune with their community. There's a lot of people still relying on print, which is good, but they need to get to the next level, digital, where they can connect with their grandchildren and their children and news in real time. And that's something that we're focused on, is reporting in real time. So if you want to know what's going on in your community, such as what's going on with the hunt for Matthew Graham, you can know right now in real time rather than waiting until tomorrow, but, or even 10 minutes.
But isn't there a danger in that too, though?
It's real your time. Choice. You can real decide time. Whether you want to be tuned in or tune out.
Real time a lot of times isn't real.
Well, sometimes we will have to do a little bit of a correction. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes with real time, you're getting some information. You haven't necessarily had time to vet it, verify it, cross-reference it.
That's right.
But you are, what a lot of times what we're reporting on is what other people are hearing on the scanner as well. What, you know, we're trying to get that news to people as quickly as possible, especially if it's urgent that they need to know. A road's closed. There's an accident. There's been a shooting. There's been something going on. So we try, or there's a fire that's just erupting. Instead of waiting until the fire's out to report on the entire fire, we're letting people know right away, hey, that's what smoke you're seeing. That's what's going on. Here's why that helicopter's hovering over your home. And even though we don't have the whole story yet, at least we can get something out there and then follow it up with tweets and things like that.
So. Love it. Then right there on your cell phone. So before we take a break, you know, Michelle, you are the content editor. You're teaching the 530...
Media Project.
530 meaning area code 530?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not that dense, dense. Anyway, Michelle, tell us a little bit about your history. I'd like to know how you came about coming to Reading, a little bit about your background, and how you joined up with the Record Searchlight.
Sure. I was originally with Digital First Media for 22 years. I started as a reporter and then an assistant editor, an editor, and then I was managing editor of 8 publications. At that time, Digital First Media was looking to create an idea lab, so they were looking at their properties all across the United States, and I would think over 1,000 people applied, and 13 people were awarded the designation of being an Idea Lab member, which meant you got an iPad, an iPhone, A netbook and a stipend of $500 a month, and told to spend 10 hours of your time experimenting with technology. So I didn't even apply for that, so it was a compliment when some officers at the corporate headquarters picked me, just knowing what I had been doing at the local level in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. So they just said, you're in the Idea Lab, and here are all your tools, and you have 10 hours a week to experiment. And I experimented with podcasting and other forms of technology. And then a year later, they put out a proposal for, they wanted community media labs, and I put together a proposal. It was the only one in Michigan that was awarded funding. So I started a community media lab and a business incubator. That's where I taught the community the same tools that we're doing here through the 530 Media Project.
What a find. And here you are in Reading. Michigan to Reading?
Yes.
Big change.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though.
We're so happy. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
How wonderful. I love to hear about people's backgrounds. When did you get, you know, as a kid, were you, like, into science? How did you get, because you sound like you've got this, like modular, like you know, dimensional, you know, thought process.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's interesting because it was 2010 when I was accepted to the Idea Lab, and at that time I had a BlackBerry, and all I used it was conversations, on, you know, telephone conversations and checking email. I was not using apps or doing any of that. I got my iPhone, and it was just a great difference. I kind of compare it to, you know, being a caveman to, you know, back in the taken to the 21st century. So I just didn't know what to do at first with the iPhone. I got with my friend's son, who was probably 13 at the time. He walked me through it. And then just having that time, 10 hours a week, to experiment with it, I learned all that. But I didn't know anything about apps or what to do with them. It was just a matter of experimenting. And that's what I encourage a lot of people in my workshops to do, is just you have to put in the time to learn these things. So, and it's just, you know, it could be a little bit of time once a week or, you know, whatever you want to put into it, but you have to put in the time to learn it, and it really becomes fun.
So Wednesday night you're teaching this 5:30 again, 5:30
Media Project.
We're going to talk more about that, but I love that. What excited me quickly was the Twitter feed that you can get right now on what's happening with immediate. Like you were talking right now, what's happening with the guy that's on the loose, on the lam, as they say.
Graham on the lam.
Headlines from Sunday paper. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check them out at the website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save the date, August 5th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care.
The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 5th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, all ages welcome, with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more. blood drive, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 5th. And check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 13th of July here on a Monday. 72 degrees out there, going up to 94, of course. The time is 8:33 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. I'm going down there today or tomorrow to get my haircut, discounts for seniors and veterans. All of this, the cheers of barbershops.
Can I just
yes
say hi to Tim? My husband goes there, too. And every time I'm on this show, I'm like, I need to say hi to them.
Oh, they are great guys. We don't dare stick our toes in there, though, because there's so much testosterone. I mean, the walls are like, they're dripping. They're dripping, and you can smell it. It's like a man cave. I'm like, you guys love your butt.
Nothing like going to La-di-da where the estrogen gets so strong when you walk in.
That's all right. And they walk by each other, and they smile. Like, hey, how you doing? Hey, by the way, breaking news.
Wait. This was located on Cypress Avenue.
Yes.
Right across from the subway right there.
Right.
I mean, not Cypress Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop off right. Athens Avenue. And let's just let you know, Carol was waving at you. I know you can't see it, but she was waving at you. Okay. Breaking news.
Carol has breaking news on what's happening with Graham.
So Jim Schultz, our reporter, and Jenny Espino are tweeting that Matthew Graham, who is the person of interest in the baby Ember disappearance, his daughter. He stole a car at gunpoint from a Shasta Lake couple after they saw him in their backyard.
Mm.
He then drove it up to Dunsmuir, and it was abandoned up there. So that's what's going on.
So no gunshots that we know.
I got to find out a little bit more. There were some gunshots reported at some point, but it's all still kind of coming together.
Right.
Just kind of piecing it together. But the car was stolen from Shasta Lake near Cascade and Pine Grove.
This guy's on the run.
And he left.
Let's take him alive, guys. Let's take him alive if we can so we can find out what happened to that little baby. Okay, we're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and Michelle Rogers, who's a content editor. And I know Michelle, this is the first time, I've probably met before, yes, but she's chewed me out over online a couple of times because I have one of the blogs here. And and because they switched over to the blogs, and they said, well, we haven't heard from you in a while. And I went, well, you know, blah, blah. And then she comes back. Blah, blah. Anyway, so it was, I'm writing again. But I'm thinking about changing my blog's name and kind of branching out to other things besides military. Still have military, but then other things that I am interested in too. But
hey, Carl. Also, I do have a blog in 101 workshop coming up on August 5th that could benefit you.
Oh, that's Carl's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, great. I could just see him on his birthday wanting to take.
Oh yeah, I'm
going to
take that blogging so true. Michelle can beat me up in person instead of with email.
So tell us about your class August 5th.
Well, blogging 101. I was just thinking for Carl in particular, but you know everybody really. As I teach other sorts of ways you can blog. It doesn't always have to be a written post, which I've seen a lot with Carl's posts. You can do audio. audio, and that seems to be up your alley. You could have an audio post using SoundCloud or some other audio platform. You could create a video, a YouTube video. Maybe it's going to be based on a portion of your show, and you're going to just shoot video during your show, and you're going to upload that, and then you're going to add your commentary to it. Maybe you're going to create a meme, or you're going to have a photo gallery. There's just so many other ways than to communicate than the written post in a blog.
You know,
so he could have a little camera up here on the computer and go on a rage?
He could live stream it.
A rant.
Yeah.
Okay, like the other day when he went off on Sleep Number.
It was my constitutional right to sleep in any way I want
to. Our rights have been taken away.
My rights have been taken away for other things, but now I can choose which way I sleep. Now,
and on Twitter, there's this new platform called Periscope, which is raising a lot of privacy concerns because it literally allows you to broadcast video from anywhere on at a whim. And their privacy people are having a real freak out over this.
You mean I can just take my computer or my iPad or my I can be filming anything and it goes up into the screen.
And broadcasting it in real time from anywhere.
We've used that a few times. We did that when one of the artists, it was Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars, when she was performing.
Right. Christina Peoples.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We live streamed that on Periscope, and we also used it recently, it was a vigil that was held for the victims who died in the shooting.
In Charleston?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. So you can take your iPad and you can tape this, and it's not just for your video for you or for Facebook, but this. How does that work?
Yeah, it's connected to Twitter, so it will announce on Twitter that your this person is live streaming this event to give it a title, so they can watch it live. So, but when it ends, you have to make sure you change your settings so it will save to your camera roll. Otherwise, after 24 hours, it's gone. They don't hold on to those videos. It'd just be too much storage. So you have to save it, and then you can upload that video later to YouTube or some other place they can.
Wow,
I've got one of our listeners here says, gosh, Carl, yeah, you can branch out to fashion. A rant, wearing white after Labor Day. Can't wait. Your blog has already doubled in its following. Yeah, it's up to two now.
Oh, my God, I did talk about wearing white after Labor Day.
Good memory. That's right. Well, Jarhead's got a good memory.
Not in California,
the rest of his body's kind of screwed up.
Trust me, in the South, that is just not okay.
All right, let's get back to business here. All right, let's get back to business.
For some people, that is business.
Okay, so, you know, with the more emphasis we're seeing on digital, Carol, you're here. And managing editor, you know, you've got to kind of manage all of this. Is that right? Is that what your management is?
Oh, yeah.
The print side of it against the digital side. I mean, is the digital going to just
over? It's not a versus. No. It's all one big flow. So how we look at it is we cover stories, and we cover them on various platforms. It's not one versus the other. It's like right now, we're covering this whole Matthew Graham stealing a car, banning it, and hold on, sorry.
Everybody's looking at
it.
Everybody's looking at it right now.
Right. And so what we're doing is we're covering it live on Twitter. We're putting it on writing.com. We'll put it out there on Facebook. We're doing it on all these platforms, these live platforms during the day. Then what we do is for 6 p.m., we have our 6 p.m. digital edition. So we put that up there at 6 p.m., our latest that we've got all kind of cohesively put together. And then the next day, we put it into print. So it's not a versus this. It's how we're telling the story throughout the day on all the various platforms. It's all incorporated into one.
Like on your front page today, it says, you can hand that to me for a second. On the front page, bottom right, no deal yet for Greek bailout. Yet there is.
Well, yes. They wake up this morning and there it is.
There it is. So,
but last night it wasn't done yet.
It wasn't done yet. So, but then this is where your on print or your digital media can follow this up and say not so fast. Here it is.
Yes.
Even though the Greeks still have to, I think, vote on it, and it's still got a lot of people in the European community really upset. Yeah.
So I have a question for you because you know you're smack in the middle of. Helping people to launch this. Do you think this can be an addiction to be on your Twitter account all day, like every second, because you want to totally be involved? I'm just asking because when you have lunch, I was just thinking about it. My mind goes into little movies. So you're at lunch with somebody to talk a business deal or just to catch up. And you find people looking down at their phone, and it's like they put it away, and it comes on, and I mean, maybe they have to excuse themselves, and they do a quick, like, you know, have I missed out on anything? How do we teach people to not be addicted? That you can have an hour away from it, or 2 or 3 hours away from it.
I think with just like any other addiction, you kind of have to, you know, self-manage yourself and maybe get some help. But I don't have a problem with it. Do you have a problem with it, Carol?
It can become a real time suck. So I'm there at work and trying to get some stuff done, and here comes the Twitter feed. And you see all these interesting things because there's a program called TweetDeck where you can see various, all the tweets come in and as well as yours, and you can monitor different groups that you're watching and all that and tweet from there. So you'll get in there and you'll see all these things start to flow through from all over the world and all these articles. And suddenly like, ooh, that one looks interesting. So you click on it. And then you're in there and then you go back. Oh, that one looks interesting. And so while it can be very beneficial to keep you in contact and all that, it can be also very distracting. So if you have something you really need to concentrate and do, get away from social media, turn off your texting, turn off your phone, and really concentrate on what you have to do. Because it is very distracting, and you can get sucked into it.
Well, mm-hmm. I just want everybody to know is that KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media is offering interventions for people, and for $100 per day, we will take people to a place, and we will do an intervention and take them away from their...
We'll take a walk in the park
with our shoes off, and they will not be able to have their any types of media feeds to them.
Sprinkle you with holy water.
And hold them for 4 days until they swear that they can go without it. And only then will we hand them back their personal electronic means there, but with the batteries undone.
Well, there is one thing, like when we were at the fair luncheon that they hold every year for media.
Yeah, we were there.
So I was tweeting, and that is called social media, right? So I'm sitting there engaging in social media, but I am being very antisocial where I am. I'm sitting there looking at my phone, and I'm tweeting, and people may be trying to talk to me, and I'm just like, hold on, I got to be social here. But I'm being social with people who aren't even there, but the people I'm with,
right?
I'm acting rude.
Do you ever sit there at dinner with your husband and you're both tweeting?
We were in San Francisco. We were having dinner at a really nice restaurant with Carl's sister and brother-in-law. They came to visit, and we looked around the room, and there were two couples out to dinner. Both of them not even looking at each other. Both of them on their cell phones, and I was like, wow, that is a picture right there. That should take a picture of that, put it on social media. You don't want to be these people. Yeah.
Sex in the new millennium. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hi, my name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at readingchristianschool.com, click the donate button to donate online, or simply call them at 547-5600.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health, North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:47 in the morning here. 72 degrees here on Monday, July 13th. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can call us at 605-4567. If you have a question for Carol Ferguson or Michelle Rogers of the Record Searchlight and all the things that are going on there, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Holiday Harbor. Out at Shasta Lake is a 25% off special for the month of July for all 2015 summer rates on select models during the months of July, of course. Shasta Lake has more usable water than other lakes in California. So why not have a staycation in Redding's own backyard? If it floats or you can tow it behind a boat, Holiday Harbor has it. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com.
Great place to go for a weekend or a day on a party boat. I don't understand exactly this question. Why hasn't Technics,
the company that does the website,
been fired for butchering the e-edition?
Oh, it's actually...
If you have to turn you on first here.
Oh.
All right. So, okay, we're ready.
Okay, I'm on. That is something we're working on, not necessarily butchering them or doing back to them what they've done to our e-edition, but we do realize there's a problem and we're trying to, you know, do something about that. But I believe it was an upgrade that they put into place. And as all in this technical world, upgrades usually mean after you learn how to do it, and it works great for everybody, they change how you do it, and suddenly no one knows how to navigate it anymore.
And they can charge you more money then, right?
Well, I don't know. But we are aware it's a problem, and we're working on trying to come up with our own online department, some sort of guide to help people relearn how to navigate after the upgrade.
Okay. Well, all right. So we're here with Michelle Rogers and Carol Ferguson. Carol, of course, is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Michelle has started her 5:30 classes on social media. And this Thursday?
Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
It'll be a workshop, social media basics.
Okay. So day after tomorrow, workshop basics on Twitter and
Facebook.
Show you how you can start your own Facebook account and how you can Twitter.
Yeah, and you sign up through meetup.com.
And you sign up through meetup.com. Carol, the Record Searchlight is I know you're kind of shorthanded right now, or are you still?
We have hired two new reporters. Okay. One started last week, and another one is starting this Wednesday.
Wow.
Well, you're looking for reporters. Most of them new people that are just coming out of school, or are you being able to grab ones from that have some experience?
It depends on the opening. We have certain openings that are reserved for entry level, and so those are the people who are fresh out of college or new to journalism, maybe as a second career. And then we have other positions that may open up that we can hire a little bit more experienced. When we hired Jenny Espino a few years ago, that was a position that we had budgeted and allotted to be someone who was a little more experienced. Jenny came with us like with almost 20 years reporting experience. So she's great. And then our new people we bring on, they come in with a lot of energy, a lot of knowledge of alternate, you know, media platforms, and a lot of gung-ho and enthusiasm. So we hone that into, you know, teaching them how to cover this area and how to cover news in general.
So. Okay. So, yeah, is this area different when you tell people?
I tell them this is the best place to cover news I've ever worked.
Really?
And, oh my gosh,
I've never
this
asked
place
you that
is
question.
Amazing.
Why?
There's like a dynamic going up here where the demographics and kind of the even the isolation we have up here and how it's all kind of enclosed. Like all you've got right up here is Shasta County and Redding, really. You've got medical marijuana issues. You've got illegal marijuana issues. You've got Bay Area people moving in and bringing in this liberalism, which clashes with the conservative libertarianism of this area. You've got issues of poverty. You've got homeless issues. You've got, you know, even on the other side, you've got the McConnell Foundation shaping things. You've got, you know, the biggest landowner in America is here with Red
Emerson.
And so, I mean, you've got like this amazing.
Yeah.
World
you have In-N-Out
up here.
Burger.
You got In-N-Out Burger.
Right. You know, I don't think she lives here anymore.
but you've got this amazing just mixture of people and issues that just makes it for a very rich news town.
Well, you know, that's really interesting. We've never talked about that before. So it's an amazing news town then. So, I mean, you guys can offend in every direction then, right?
Yes, we can.
Yes, you can. You know, I find it interesting how you write an editorial and you'll get from both sides that this is y'all a bunch of liberal pinkies.
That's when you know you got it right.
And then you're a knuckle-dragging neoconservative over the same editorial. And I'm like, how do you get that out of that? You know,
knuckle-dragging neoconservative.
No, I mean, you get that from both sides there. I mean, that's only fair.
Just add your own bias, and there you go.
There you go. So what do you think the big stories are going to be here in the next month, besides Graham?
Besides Graham?
Yeah. What do you think about this Pitt River? What do you think about this Pitt River thing where they're saying, you know, the feds just went in there and took 12,000 plants out and destroyed them. And now Pitt River's saying, wait a minute, every one of these plants had a name on them. And I'm not talking about, like, Edna or Sally. Yeah. They had names, like, you know, for people that this was their marijuana, medical marijuana plant. And they all had names, they had tracking numbers, and then they, of course, accused the police of roughing up all the Native Americans that were up there, which is, you know, it always goes along with the rest. But this is this something that, I think this probably has maybe a way of having legs and maybe growing, besides marijuana.
Well, it's interesting in that back on October, I believe it was the U.S. Justice Department basically said Indian reservations can grow medical marijuana and marijuana. They're sovereign. They can do what they want with it.
That's what I thought.
But they can't sell it off the reservation. They can't create these commercial enterprises that mm-hmm. are going to sell everywhere. The fact that you have a Canadian who financed this and who already has some, you know, shady background himself doesn't sound like, well, we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart to grow medical marijuana. I mean, this was a massive operation that was...
They were getting ready to set up for, I mean, 40,000, 60,000
plants. And, I mean, yeah, you may... California does allow collectives where people can grow a certain number of plants, but then you'd have to think of how many patients that would be, and that would be thousands and thousands of patients. And I don't know if they had that many names. We weren't privy to how many names the warrant and the other information we had basically was the investigation that the ATF BIA did on it and what they discovered. And
well, the BIA was one of the ones that's in on the raid too.
Yes. Were doing the investigation.
This is interesting here how they can do this. Well, we had names for everybody. You know, this was going to this person. He needs these many plants for his medicinal needs and all this. You know, I don't know. I always find this interesting when you get into this where the state of California is so host when it comes to the 215 and the marijuana. It's okay. Well, not really it's okay. And then you've got the governor saying, well, it's not good at all, and Senator Feinstein, who believes anything's okay except marijuana. I just find this really interesting.
Even James Benno had names for patients that he was growing for, and he even brought some of them out and said, here's who I'm growing for, and I'm growing this strain for this person. And the sheriff came and arrested him. So the people voted for it, but then law enforcement is going along and saying, hell no, we're going to take it away.
So is the are y'all going on a crusade here soon? Anything?
Well, we're continuing on with our shaping our future, but the whole Graham issue and then the shooting in Lake California and the Indian tribe kind of put everything on hold for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But we're continuing to look at the homeless issue, especially with what Kristen Schrader is doing with her group.
What is she
doing
with
her group? She is hiring a consultant to come in and look at what we have already and how it works and operates, and then hopefully from there come up with a plan.
Well, tomorrow we have the Health and Mental Services Director on tomorrow, and because we want to talk about this, because it's to the point where, I mean, we're turning down expanding the jail. And in fact, I've seen Tom Basinko angry on two occasions. One, when that happened, he on the air was mad. And of course, Tom, when he's mad, you can't tell, but you can tell. And the second one was taking the ankle bracelet off of Graham. Though mm-hmm. I think you can just pull those off anyway. I think you can probably cut them off if you want to.
You can probably even go around town with them on. Didn't you? Michelle was saying she saw someone at Macy's with one on.
Oh, that was
no,
me.
That was you.
I saw one at Macy's, and I thought. I think that as long as you can know where they're at, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to stay in your house, I guess. I'm not sure, but it's becoming a new badge of honor. Didn't you say you saw a girl down in shorts and a tank top, and she was walking down the street, and she had an ankle bracelet on?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
Any latest on Mr. Graham? On your tweets. Now, listen, everybody, if you want to find out what's going on, minute by minute, hop on to the...
Redding.com. We'll put the Twitter feeds of our reporters who are covering it on there. But as well, if you go straight to Twitter, you can follow Jenny Espino and Jim Schultz, and you'll find them on there. Their Twitter handles have an _RS with them that they are tweeting live, sending Jenny up to Dunsmuir right now to find out what's going on up there.
And then again, Michelle Rogers, you're teaching a class on Wednesday night, 530
Media Project, and the class is on social media basics.
And tell us where again and how to sign up.
Sign up through meetup.com. There is currently a wait list, but go to meetup.com because sometimes people back out at the last minute. Mm-hmm. You might be able to get in. And then it's at West Coast Innovations and Marketing on Larkspur.
Are you videotaping these things?
Not yet. I'd like to. I did that in Michigan. I actually live streamed it and had a live chat so people could ask questions live while
they're
teaching it.
That's maybe good. Next time.
I think that would be it. You know, as long as we're doing this,
great.
We can do that. Okay.
Wonderful addition. Thanks for being
here
today.
Like I said, tomorrow we're having the head of the mental health, the Shasta County Mental Health Facility here. Not facility, but program. And because we want to talk about what's going on. It's not, you know, it's like three things we have to do. One, we have to arrest them. Two, we have to house them. But we can't use the jail as a place to house people that are 5150s or these other problems. We can take them off the street, put them in another facility. Is it time for facility here? And is that, where does that fall under the homeless? And trying, you know, and all these things are so intertwined. All that tomorrow. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As of today, there are no fewer than 15 Republicans in the race for the GOP presidential nomination. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he's taking the plunge. Earlier this year, he told the National Religious Broadcasters it's not a decision he makes lightly.
The closer you get this, the more you realize you got to be crazy to want to be president of the United States. You got to be crazy. When you look at what it does to a person and a family, you got to be crazy. You should only do it if you feel God is calling you to get in there and make a difference.
And two more Republicans are waiting in the wings to enter the race. Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is focusing today on her economic agenda. She's also slamming Republicans in a speech at the New School in New York City. Stock shot higher as soon as Wall Street's opening bell sounded this morning. Markets everywhere applauding word that Greece has a deal with its creditors on a new loan package.
It's been a laborious